还有在网上面一起敬拜的弟兄姐妹、福音朋友大家早安。
All the brothers and sisters and the seekers who are watching our sermons online, this Sunday morning, I greet you. Peace to you all. Good morning.
好，我们先一起同心祷告。
Let us all unify our hearts and pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Our dear Heavenly Abba Father, we thank you, we praise you for all your mercy and grace.
无论在教堂内，在家里的，我们都以心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
No matter where you are, in the church or worship God in your own home, please let us worship you with our whole heart and soul with our honesty.
你就悦纳我们的敬拜。
Please be pleased by our worship.
我们恳求你的圣灵来启示我们。
Please let your Holy Spirit reveal to us.
将你的话语解开。
Let your holy words to be well explained.
使我们能得着你赐给我们的智慧。
So we can get the wisdom you bless us to have.
在这个动荡不安的时代里头。
In these chaotic times.
帮助我们做一个坚强勇敢的基督徒。
Help us to be a brave and confident Christian.
我们谢谢你的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for your holy words.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's holy, victorious, and precious name. Amen.
Amen. 我们先复习一下上个礼拜天的这个罗马书的八章二十四到二十五节。
Let us to review what we learned last Sunday. That's the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 24 to 25.
保罗说，我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 24 to 25. For we were saved with this hope in mind. Now a hope that can be observed is not really hope, but who hopes for what can be seen. But if we hope for what we do not yet observe, we eagerly wait for it with patience.
大家知道做基督徒的特点就是我们有盼望。
We all know as a Christian, there's a character about us because we have a hope.
我们的盼望就是这一位全能的主。
Our hope is this Almighty God.
所以即使我们在压力和困难当中，我们仍然可以信靠我们的主能够过日子。
Even though we're under a lot of stress going through tough time, rely on and trust in our Lord, we can go through this time.
所以我们理解到这个信心和盼望是分不开的。
So we understand the hope and the trust are not separable.
那接下去呢，保罗在二十六节这样说。
Then later, Paul continued to say in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26.
我们看二十六节，二十六节，保罗这样说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎么样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Chapter 8, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, since we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans too deep for words.
一般来说，基督徒的软弱有包括身体方面的、精神方面的、灵性方面的。
Usually, the weakness of Christians are coming from their body and health, are from their mentality, and also from their spiritual life.
比方说，当主耶稣在客西马利园祷告的时候，那个时候主快要上十字架了。
For example, the time when Jesus Christ.Prayed in the garden of Gethsemane, he was about to go up to the cross.
所以主耶稣就提醒他的门徒，你们要警醒祷告啊。
So Jesus Christ, our Lord, reminded his disciple that you guys need to be alert and keep praying.
但是当时的门徒都在干什么
？But at that time, what did those disciples do?
啊啊！你们告诉我。
You tell me.
啊，在打瞌睡嘛。
They were taking naps.
啊，这就是身体上的软弱了。
That's the weakness from their own body and health.
还有在旧约的先知以利亚。
And also in the book of Old Testament, there was a prophet. Elijah,
我一想
Isaiah.
我一想到以利亚这个人呢、啊，就有一副他非常神勇的那个画面。
When I think about the prophet Elijah, I thought about an image. He was very brave, very strong.
因为以利亚在加密山顶啊，大战这个巴利的假先知450人呢、啊。
Because the prophet Elijah defeated about more than 400 enemies on the mountain top of Carmel.
大家都还记得吗？那个时候他一夫当关，万夫莫敌，何等神勇啊
！At that time, as long as he is defending the gate, nobody can break through. He was so brave and confident.
但是后来他下山了。
Then later on, he went down the hills from the mountain.
听说这个当时的皇后耶喜别要追杀他的时候呢
？He heard at that time the Queen Isabel.Was about to catch him and want to kill him.
他就变得非常非常的软弱了。
He became very, very weak.
他甚至向神祷告，向神祷告求死了。
He even pray to God that God just let me die.
那这是以利亚他灵性上非常软弱的时刻。
That was the moment when Elijah was very weak in his spiritual life.
我们会不会有类似的情形呢
？Do we ever experience the situation similar to that？
事实上，我们必须承认，我们有各式各样的软弱。
As a matter of fact, we have to admit we experience all sorts of weakness.
所以，第一个，我们要知道我们的软弱是什么嘛
？So first, we need to understand and realize what are our weaknesses.
特别在疫情之间。
Especially during this pandemic time,
很多人都在家里面啊敬拜。
A lot of people chose to worship at their own home.
你在家里面敬拜，你可能穿衣服就随便一点了。
Well, when you worship at home, maybe you just dress up very casually.
而且不一定准时了。
Probably not even on time.
而有的时候可能需要喝一杯茶，或者去做点别的什么事情，就走开了。
Well, sometimes you need to take a cup of tea or do something, so you maybe just walk away from the worship.
久而久之就很容易懒散下来。
Little by little, you develop this habit of being so loose and being lazy.
啊，这个时候我们就需要改正过来吧。
Now we need to correct it.
还有的人呢，是他过去曾经非常忠心的侍奉神，非常有爱心的去帮助别人。
Some people they have this situation. Maybe in the past they were so they have this burning desire to help other people, to care about other people.
但是被别人冤枉了，被别人误会了，他就心灰意冷，从此以后他就不侍奉了。
Then they were.Misunderstood by other people, or even taken advantage by other people, so they really lost their confidence and decide to not to serve anymore.
甚至不愿意去帮助别人了。
Even feel like I don't want to help other people anymore.
所以由此可见，我们有各式各样的软弱。
Therefore, we can tell we have all sorts of weaknesses.
因此，当我们知道我们的软弱，我们就不能一直停在软弱的光景中。
Therefore, if we realize, understand our weakness, we cannot keep laying down and stay within our own weakness.
我们一定要想办法克服自己的软弱，重新站立起来。
We need to conquer our own weakness and again stand up.
感谢神，因为有圣灵帮助我们。
Praise the Lord, because we have a Holy Spirit is helping us.
保罗这里说，我们本不晓得怎么样祷告。
Paul said here, originally we do not know how to pray.
保罗的意思是说，我们不懂得为什么事情、什么内容向神祷告。
What Paul truly meant is, we did not know what issues we should pray to God.
换句话说，不是我们啊，我不是我们祷告的技巧，而是我们不晓得我们当为什么事情来向神祷告。
It's, in other words, it doesn't mean we don't have the skill of prayer, but we don't know what things we should pray to God.
大部分的时候呢，都是我们照着我们的意思求神来成全我个人的意思。
Most of times we pray to God because we have this need. According to my own will and need, I pray to God to help me to complete my need.
其实按照神的观点，那不一定是最好的嘛。
But according to God's will, that's not necessarily the best for us.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为神的意念高过我们的意念，神的道路高过我们的道路。
Because God's will is way higher than our own wills, and God's way is way higher than our own ways.
同意的人请说。
If you do agree, please say Amen.
这个就是保罗的意思嘛。
That's what Paul truly meant.
啊，所以保罗讲到圣灵是按照神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
So when Paul talks about Holy Spirit is praying for all the people according to God's will.
那圣灵为什么用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告了？
Why does the Spirit himself intercede for us with groans?
让我们仔细想一想。
Let's think about it.
这位至高的圣灵在我们的里面用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，那表示情况蛮严重的。
Well, this Almighty Spirit intercedes for us with groans too deep for words. That realize we have to realize the situation is pretty bad.
如果当事人还浑然不自觉，那不岂让圣灵更加担忧吗？
If this person didn't even realize the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groans too deep for words, think about it. Holy Spirit would worry about us even more.
我想很多做父母的都有类似的经验吧。
I'm pretty sure a lot of parents have a similar situation and experiences.
就是如果你的孩子很听话，你就很放心嘛。
So if your children are pretty obedient, so you don't have to worry about them that much.
但是如果你的孩子非常叛逆，很多的问题，那爸爸妈妈就会常常发出叹息。
If your children are pretty much disobedient, all the times have all sorts of problems and issues, as a parent, of course, you always, always intercede with groans too deep for words.
但是当孩子一旦转变，他走在正道上的时候呢，父母的心就非常的欢喜快乐。
Of course, when the children repent, come back to walk in the right way, as a parent, you must be so joyful.
所以照样，我们今天作为神的儿女，我们不能够让圣灵常常为我们担忧。
Of course, today, as a children of God, we shouldn't let Holy Spirit keep worrying about us.
而且我们更不应该消灭圣灵的感动。
Of course, we cannot eliminate the move Holy Spirit give to us, try to move our heart and soul.
反而要立志，立志做一个讨圣灵喜悦的人。
And should make the decision, we should be the person who please the Holy Spirit.
你的立志非常重要。
You make this decision is very important.
就是你有一个坚决的信念。
That means you have a very strong will.
在任何情况之下，我都愿意100%的顺服圣灵的带领。
No matter what the circumstances is, I want to be 100% be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
当你这样的立志，当你有这样子的心思，而且愿意这样做的时候，请问圣灵知不知道？
When you have made this decision, have this strong will to follow Holy Spirit, do you think Holy Spirit would know it?
圣经告诉我们说，爱神的人是神所知道的。
The Bible told us, the Bible tells us, the people who love God, God knows it.
你爱神吗？还是你爱神给你的那些东西呢？
Do you love God or you only love the things God give to you?
我们都晓得孩子小的时候呢，常常向爸爸妈妈，哎呀，要这个玩具，要那个东西的。
We all know when the children were little, they keep asking this thing and that thing from their parents.
但是当孩子长大了，他懂事了以后呢？
But when the children all grown up become mature, what do they do?
他就懂得来体贴父母了。
Then they know how to care for the parents.
一个真正成熟有智慧的人是知道怎么样去关怀体贴他的父母的。
A mature and a wise person know how to care for the parents.
其实父母最需要的不是那些物质的东西，乃是看重儿女对他们的孝心，对他们真诚的关怀嘛。
Actually, as parents, we don't care about those material stuff. All we care is the true heart from the children. We know the children are caring about us.
你平常看重与神的关系吗？
Do you, in your daily life, care about the relationship with God?
还是平常没不来事啊，有事怎么样才来找一下主耶稣
？Or maybe usually you don't care about relationship with God, but only when you go through the tough time, you think about to come to from God.
接下来我们看二十七节。
Now look at chapter 8, verse 27.
二十七节啊，有 Paul 好，监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意。替圣徒祈求。
Chapter 8, verse 27. And the one who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit.
监察人心指的就是父神。
Searches our hearts, that means it is the God.
父神当然晓得圣灵的意思嘛。
Of course, Godfather, of course, Holy Spirit know Godfather's will.
而且圣灵会照着父神的旨意为我们代求。
And Holy Spirit will according to our Heavenly Father's will pray for us.
说到代求，其实主耶稣在地上的时候也常常为门徒代求。
Talk about pray for others when Jesus Christ was still living on earth. Jesus Christ often pray for the disciples.
我们来看一下路加啊，这个二十二章的三十一到三十二节。
Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31 to 32.
路加二十二章三十一节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好摔你们像摔麦子一样。但我已经为你们祈求，叫你们不至于失了信心。”
English part, please.English part, please. Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has asked permission to sift all of you like a wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. When you have come back, you must strengthen your brothers.
西门就是彼得吗?
Simon is a Peter.
主耶稣对彼得在三十二节，但我已经为你彼得祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
So, we,
sorry, 我还没读完，对不起。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
So, the second part of Luke chapter 22, verse 32, you must strengthen your brothers.
那后来事实证明是什么呢？就是当彼得遇见了复活的主以后呢，他的信心就大大增强。
So what happens later? The facts showed that when Peter saw Jesus Christ after Jesus Christ resurrected, Peter saw Jesus Christ. So Peter's confidence was greatly strengthened.
大家都知道彼得曾经软弱过。
We all know Peter once upon time was very weak.
但是后来的彼得是一个非常勇敢、非常热心、到处传扬福音的使徒。
But later Peter became a person, a disciple who was very confident and very brave, spreading out the gospels everywhere he went.
我们常常说神是何等的爱我们。
we always say how much God loves us.
所以我想要告诉你的就是，无论你今天在什么样困难当中，你也不知道要为什么事情祷告，但是请你记住，就是在你里面的圣灵常常为你祷告。
So today, no matter what kind of situation you are, maybe you don't know what to pray, but I want you to firmly remember the Holy Spirit dwelling within you are, it's often praying for you.
还有
Even more.
坐在天父旁边的主耶稣也常常为你祷告。
Our Lord Jesus Christ right now is sitting next to Heavenly Father in the heaven, also often prays for you.
你有没有想过我们是何等有福的人呢
？Have you ever think about it? How blessed you are!
三位一体中的第二位，耶稣基督在父神的右边为我们祷告。
The Trinity God, the second one, the precious God's Son Jesus Christ, now sit next to the Heavenly Father on His right hand. Said, "Keep praying for us."
三位一体中的第三位圣灵在你的里面为你祷告。
The Trinity God, the third one, the Holy Spirit, is dwelling within you and is keep praying for you.
你有没有想过这是何等大的祝福
？Have you ever think about it? What a blessing it is.
所以我们千万不要人在福中不知福嘛。
So please do not take for granted of all your blessings.
我们需要立志过一个有见证的生活。
We need to make a decision to live a life to give out the good testimonies.
如果十一月三号以后的日子变得非常艰难的话
，If after the November 3rd, the life become even tougher.
我要劝勉你，就是环境越艰难，就要越活出有力的见证。
I encourage you.The tougher the life is, the more testimony you need to live out for your life.
因为那在我们里面的圣灵比那在外面的更大。
Because the Holy Spirit dwelling within us is even greater than the one outside of us.
所以我们要常常彼此鼓励嘛。
Therefore, we need to encourage us. We need to encourage each other very often.
我们的神是又真又活，掌管一切万有的主宰。
Our Almighty God is a true God, is a live God. He is in charge of everything.
他是这样的爱我们，我们有什么好怕的呢
？He loves us so much, so what should we worry about it?
有什么好担忧的呢
？So what should we worry about it?
所以求主帮助我们认识这个真理。
So, Lord, please help us to understand this truth.
我们继续来看啊，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的五章十六到十八节。
Let's continue look at the first, Thessalonians.
一起来读一下啊，来，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
The first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18.Always be joyful, continually be prayerful, in everything be thankful, because this is God's will for you in the Messiah Jesus.
这里要操练就三件事情嘛。
Two things we need to practice.
第一个就是你要常常喜乐。
Number one, you need to be always joyful.
过去一个礼拜，你的日子过得开心吗
？The past week, did you really have a happy life?
第二个就是要不住的祷告。
The secondly, you need to continually to pray.
不住的祷告的意思是说，当你想到神的时候呢，你就赞美他，就感谢他嘛。
Continually be prayerful, that means as long as you think about God, you continue to praise Him, to thank Him.
第三个要学习的就是凡事谢恩嘛。
The third thing you need to learn is in everything be thankful.
真的。我们有生命气息，能够说话、唱歌、做事，都要感谢神。
Truly, we can breathe, we can talk, we can sing. We need to give our thanks to our God.
何况这三件事情啊，保罗说是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的什么 旨意。
These three things Paul said within our Lord Jesus Christ, it is a God's will within us.
如果有人问你说，为什么神要人向他祷告呢？
If some people ask you why God want people to pray to Him,
你怎么回答呢？
What's your answer going to be?
其实答案很简单嘛。
Well, actually, the answer is very simple.
因为我们是按照他的形象造的。
Because we were created by God's image.
他是造物主，我们是被他所造的人。
He is the creator. We are the ones who were created by Him.
何况他这么样的爱我们嘛。
And also, He loves us so much.
他常常借着我们对他的祷告来启示他的心意。
He often reveals His will to us according to our prayer.
我们要感谢神，因为神赐给我们祷告的权柄。
We need to truly thank God because God gave us the opportunity to pray to Him.
有一些弟兄姐妹喜欢祷告，因为他们喜欢亲近神。
A lot of brothers and sisters, they love to pray because they love to have a closer relationship with God.
他们在祷告的过程中更加认识神，同时也更加认识自己。
In the process of praying to God, they understand God more, they also understand themselves more.
祷告就变成了一种享受。
Then the prayer becomes an enjoyment.
我再说一遍。
I will say it one more time.
祷告就变成一种享受。
The prayer becomes an enjoyment.
弟兄姐妹就亲身经历了透过祷告与这一位阿巴父神建立一个亲密互动的关系嘛。
Then brothers and sisters, you experience through the prayer, you have this such a close relationship with our heavenly Abba Father.
所以我鼓励你做一个祷告的人。
So I encourage you to be a person of a prayer.
不但是有定时祷告的习惯，还有就是你随时都可以祷告。
Not just at the certain times of the day, you have the habit to pray, and anytime you can pray.
那今天我们是活在一个圣灵的时代。
Today we're living in the time of a Holy Spirit.
圣灵在全世界都在做工。
Holy Spirit is working all around the world.
同时我们也看见今年的各种乱象。
So today, well, we also can see this year is such a chaotic time.
其实我们面对的不是商业危机，而是道德和信仰的危机。
Actually, we're facing the crisis, not just economic crisis, but also moral crisis.
因为道德和信仰是人类的基础嘛。
Because morality and faith are the foundation of human beings.
所以我们要清楚一件事实，就是我们是活在一个非常激烈的属灵的征战当中啊。
We need to realize we live in the time. This time is truly a very severe spiritual war time.
每一天有多少人在说谎？
Every single day, how many people are lying?
有多少人在贪财、贪色、贪权？
How many people are keep chasing the authority, chasing the money, chasing the woman?
单单在美国每两分钟就有一件犯罪的案件发生。
In America, every 2 minutes, there is one crime happened.
这个数据是真实的，你们可以去查。
It is a true data. You can research for it.
每两分钟就发生一个犯罪的事情呢。
Every 2 minutes, there is a crime happened.
那一天24小时，你想想看，在美国有多少犯罪的事情发生。
One day there is a 24 hours. You think about it. How many crimes can happen within the United States in one day?
这一切的一切都说明了撒旦可怕的工作嘛。
Everything like that all showed Satan's work is so terrible.
所以我们不要只看一些表面的现象而已。
So we cannot just look at a superficial situation.
就是我们需要理解到在这个现象背后这个属灵的征战是何等的激烈。
We need to look through this superficial situation to the one behind and realize right now the spiritual war is very severe.
那约翰福音十章十节大家很熟的，我们看一下 PowerPoint
and let's look at The book of John, chapter 10, verse 10.
盗贼来非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了，就是主来了，要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal, slaughter, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
所以我们理解，今天在这个末世的时代，撒旦如同空中吼叫的狮子，到处在寻找可吞吃的人。
So now we got to understand, we're living in the end times. Now Satan, just like a roaring lion in the air, he keeps searching the people who he can swallow in.
我们千万不要被撒旦给吞吃了。
So be careful, be very, very careful not to be swallowed by Satan.
那你说牧师呢？我们怎么办呢？
Then you said, hey, pastor, what should I do?
请听彼得在彼得前书四章七节这样说。
So now look at First Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
好，我们一起读一下好吗？
Let's read together.
好，一起来。万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Because everything will soon come to an end, be sensible and clear-headed, so you can pray.
谨慎自守就是你要过一个圣洁的生活嘛。
Be sensible and clear-headed, that means you need to live a holy life.
警醒祷告就是提醒我们要明白事情的严重性。
And clear-headed, so you can pray, that means we need to realize how serious the situation is.
所以我们属灵的警觉已经拉到红色的颜色。
So if you realize the spiritual life,has already have a red color alert there.
所以就常常警醒祷告。
So we need to often be sensible and clear-headed and pray often.
那今天的题目是认识圣灵。
So today's sermon's topic is know the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的工作其实不仅仅是为我们祷告而已嘛。
And also, the work of Holy Spirit is not just only pray for us.
啊，就是圣灵的工作，对于我们基督徒来说，还包括了引导，还有解释属灵的事。我们看这个 PowerPoint.
And also, the work of Holy Spirit working for our Christians, also including pray for us, intercession and guidance.And explain spiritual things.
我们有这一位保惠师住在我们里面，真的是太棒了。
We have this great comforter living, dwelling within us. That is so great.
所以我们当然不要让圣灵担忧。
So we should not let Holy Spirit worry about us.
我们要应当让圣灵高兴，让圣灵欢喜快乐嘛。
We need to let the Holy Spirit be pleased. Let Holy Spirit be joyful.
因为圣灵就是神。
Because Holy Spirit is the God.
我不知道你有没有想过，我们活在新约时代的人真的是很有福气。
I don't know if you realized or even ever think about it. We're the people who live in the New Testament time. We are very blessed.
因为在旧约时代，神的儿女是没有圣灵内住的。
Because in the Old Testament times,The God's children did not have a Holy Spirit dwelling within them.
但是到新约时代，凡是真正悔改重生的基督徒都有圣灵的内住。
Because in the New Testament times, the Christians who repent, truly believe in God, all have a Holy Spirit dwelling within them.
当然，我们理解一般人所关心的都是。个人的事情、家庭、工作这方面。
Of course, we understand most of people all they care is their own daily life.
其实圣灵是全人类的保惠师。
Actually, Holy Spirit is the great comforter for the all human being.
是圣灵带领我们、帮助我们、耐心的教导我们。
It is Holy Spirit is helping us, guiding us patiently.
讲到圣灵的引导，我就想做一个简单的见证吧。
Talk about Holy Spirit's guidance. I'd like to give a little testimony.
就是在今年七月开始的开心小站小视频。
Starting from this July this year, we started this Little Happy Station program.
我从来不知道这个事情会发生的。
I never know things like that could ever happen.
很有趣的就是第一次直播的时候呢，我把时间也记错了。
It was very interesting. The first time we supposed to stream online, and I mess up the time.
我记成是礼拜二的晚上。
I thought about it is a Tuesday evening.
结果礼拜一晚上呢，这个节目主持人呢就打电话给我。
Actually, Monday night, the program director and already called me.
他说牧师啊，还有半小时就要直播了。
Well, then he said, "Hey, pastor, in about 30 minutes, you're going to stream online."
我吓一跳，因为他是用 Zoom。这个 Room 不但是在美国，而且在美国以外很多的地区直接播出去的。
I was so shocked because this stream online is through Zoom meeting, Zoom platform, not just to the United States and also outside of United States, many other regions.
幸好我前两天稍微有一点概念而已。
Oh, thank God. A couple of days ago, I already prepared some, so I already have some ideas in my mind.
我就赶快祷告。
So I hurry, rush, just come to God and pray.
半个小时，我就请我太太说，还有半小时啊，赶快准备一下。我就坐在那里，然后拿起这个电脑一开，到了时间就直播了。
And I told my wife, only 30 minutes away, and let's bring up the computer. I was sitting there, then I was about to broadcast stream online.
啊，结果是。第一次哈，第一次是勉强及格而已。
So the first time broadcast stream online, I was just barely passed it.
但是从此以后呢，感谢圣灵呢，带领了帮助我建立一个很好的团队。
And after that, thank the Holy Spirit help me to set up a very good working teams.
那大家要知道，做这个开心小站的目的。就是要想接触福音朋友。
We want to make sure everyone understands the reason why we have this Little Happy Station program is to get in touch with those seekers.
是一个松土，是一个撒种的工作。
It is a job like loosing the dirt, loosing the ground, and spread plant the seeds.
我们的同工也很棒啊，我们有一个很好的这个同工的团队。
Our co-workers are wonderful. We have a very strong co-worker teams.
所以我们常常集思广益，最重要的就是希望呢，把这个开心小站的小视频呢，把它推广出去。
We often came together and brainstorm. Our goal is to spread out the gospel by using the Little Happy Station.
比方这个啊，碧草如茵的家园哈，这个啊，内容是讲到婚姻方面。
Like this program of the homeland of a green green pasture is talking about marriage life and family life.
非常实用。
It's very practical.
它的特点是喜感也不错。
The special thing about this program is it's also very joyful, interesting.
甚至还有英文字幕。
Even have an English subtitle.
那至于你要怎么开呢？要问一下 Iris.
So how to watch this program? So if you can ask Sister Iris.
所以我们不仅希望你看，而且希望你能够分享给你的亲朋好友去看一下。
So not just you, we also suggest you to promote this program to all your families and friends.
你知道为什么吗
？Why?
因为下次你跟他联络的时候就有话题，你有话题可以跟他跟进关怀了。
Because next time when you contact with them, you have a topic to follow up to talk about it.
那这是绝对可以讨神喜悦的事情。
That is absolutely the thing which can please the God.
所以我们一起接下来我们来读一下腓立比书的一章五到六节。
Now let's all read together for the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 5 to 6.
好，一起来哈。因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合一的，兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
The book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, I am convinced of this, that the one who began a good action among you will bring it to completion by the day of the Messiah Jesus.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，还有在网上收看的同工们。
So all the dear brothers and sisters and all the co-workers watching this worship through online.
让我们彼此鼓励，我们一起来做一个顺服圣灵的人。
Let us encourage with each other and be a good person obedient to God, to Holy Spirit.
当我们明白从永恒的角度来看我们短暂的今生的时候，
Let us to understand when we look at this eternal life from the perspective of this short living life on earth.
我们大家一起做的事情是有意义的，是能够被存留在永恒的国度里。
We work together to do the things are meaningful, will be saved, will be recorded in the heaven of kingdom.
所以求主帮助我们有更多爱人灵魂的心肠。
So please, Lord, help us to have the heart to love other people.
因为神的心意是愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
Because God's will is to want everyone to be saved, not want anyone to be loose.
我们同心祷告。
Let us all unify our hearts and pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们谢谢你自己的信实。
Our dear heavenly Abba Father, thank you for your own wonderful message.
我们求你让我们心里火热起来。
Please let us to have a burning with a heart with a burning desires.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你将圣灵降临在我们身上。
We thank you, we praise you because you bring the Holy Spirit.
我们就得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做你的见证。
So we can do the good testimony. We can give great testimony, no matter where it is in the Jerusalem, in the land of Judea, until the end of the world.
我们高举主耶稣你的十字架。
We lift up your precious.Holy Cross.
谢谢你听我们祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
We thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.